and here is here. Learning how the spelling here, H-E-R-E, is pronounced should be easy. It ends in a silent E, which makes the vowel, the long E, here. Here is also what's called a high-frequency word, which just means that it's used a lot in texts and in speech. Beginning readers have to learn such words because they are used so often. That also means that books provide many opportunities to practice high-frequency words and solidify knowledge of their spellings, sounds, and meanings. Still, two things complicate learning here. Surprisingly, it doesn't have many friends. Other words that end in E-R-E and are pronounced ear. Its friends are lower frequency words like sphere, mere, and adhere that young readers don't have to learn yet. In learning here, they don't get much help from other E-R-E words. Even worse, here has a lot of false friends, words that are spelled similarly but pronounced differently, and they too are very high in frequency. So E-R-E is pronounced differently in there and where, and then there's were. So the challenge isn't just learning to pronounce here, it's not getting confused by the false friends that are being learned around the same time. Cognitive psychologists say that these words can interfere with each other. Notice also that this is a case where the self-teaching mechanism described by researcher David Sher can fail. His idea is that children learn a lot of phonics by pronouncing a word aloud and then deciding if it sounds right. Does the pronunciation match a word they know from spoken language? This is useful in many cases, but it can also go wrong sometimes. Say the child is reading the word here, H-E-R-E, and says hair, because they know there and where. Hair is also a word they know from spoken language. They would therefore mistakenly conclude that they had pronounced the word correctly and that H-E-R-E is the spelling of hair, which would be a mistake. So how can beginning readers learn these words? The trick is to keep here away from the false friends there and where. That could be done by creating a small neighborhood around there and where. A small group of words that will reinforce each other, strengthen each other, and be different than here. Where's Waldo? Somewhere, anywhere, nowhere, there. You might also use a mnemonic phrase like here, there, and everywhere, which is the title of a very pretty Beatles song. If you couple the spellings of those words with their pronunciations, the child can learn the differences between here and there and everywhere. Finally, you can pair here, H-E-R-E, with its homophone here, H-E-A-R. Learning to spell these words can also help learners remember how they're pronounced. So pronunciation and spelling are reciprocal. See the entries for there, where, and were for more.